All Worlds with Other Voices. It's just coming up to 11:30 at Phoenix 98 FM. Now, I've been having a lovely chat with Councillor Keith Parker. He's a Conservative councillor for Brises and Doddinghurst, which I didn't. Brises, I'd like to live there. It sounds fantastic. Now, thanks very much for coming in today, Keith. Before we talk about the community funding strategy, which you've come in to tell everybody about, how long have you been in a local council and what made you want to get involved in politics?
Thank you. Good morning. Yes, I came involved about 7 years ago. I'd been a Conservative member for quite a number of years, and I was quite active in the local branch. And when the need arose for somebody to stand during that period, I was approached, and I'm quite happy to say that I was elected. As I say, I've served two. This is my second term. I'm coming up to stand for my third term in next May, and it's been very enjoyable. The people of Brises and Doddinghurst are very nice people, mm-hmm. and it's a lovely rural area to represent. And I'm one of the lucky councillors. I actually live in the area that I represent, so that's even much nicer for me.
Yep.
So, yes, very pleasant.
And what would you say, what's your main kind of work? Do you deal a lot, obviously, with people in the constituency that come with different problems? What would you say is your main bulk of stuff that you do on a day-to-day basis?
I'm one of the unfortunate ones, actually. I've since I've been a councillor, I've been chairman of planning, health and housing. I now represent parking and highways.
Yep.
So all those things are, you know, I can't necessarily say that the residents come up with a particular problem. I mean, it can work from house insulation to, you know, parking on the corner of their roads. But if you want to two big large stab wounds in your back, parking and highways are the two most that hurt the most. Mm-hmm. And to be quite honest, probably most people get some sort of involvement in. They either get, you know, unwanted parking in their roads, or you know, they have a highway problem where they think people are speeding, or they need restrictions. So, yeah, I do, obviously, though it is my remit, I do get a lot of that both outside of my remit and just for being a councillor.
Yeah. I was watching an episode of Columbo. I do love my Columbo. And it was shot in London. I was looking around the streets and there was hardly any yellow lights anywhere. I thought, in the good old days, you'd better just pull up and park, couldn't you?
Well, you could. You could just pull up and park. But, of course, you know, funny enough, I'm chairman of the South Essex Parking Partnership, which runs with seven councils that was formed by County Council. And, you know, one of their main descriptions of their task is that it's to be as helpful, basically, to the residents as possible.
Yeah.
The big problem we have is that it would be lovely if there was a free-for-all, but the mathematics don't work out. There's more cars than there is spaces.
Yeah.
And if we allowed everybody to park just where they wanted to, nobody would be able to park.
Yeah.
And everybody would be clamouring for us to do something. So it is a double-edged sword, in as much that the parking restrictions are there to try and help people to manage their parking and you know, live side by side.
Yeah.
But it's a difficult balance, very difficult balance.
Now, you're here today to talk about the community funding strategy. So tell everybody all about that.
Well, the council put forward each year, we probably spend something like £600,000 in terms of outside funding, which we give to various causes, from you know, the youth band to CAB, Citizens Advice Bureau, football clubs, even the Brentwood Centre.
Yep.
You know, that funding goes out on a fairly regular basis. Now we're trying to, like all councils, we've got to cut some of our funding.
Yep.
It's not really our intention to create difficulties or cut funding where it's most needed. In fact, we're looking to keep as much of the funding as we possibly can. The aim with this new directive is, A, to make sure that the funding is reaching the right areas, and also we have to reassess it every now and again to make sure that is that funding still needed? I mean, you know, sometimes the funding was set up to put, you know, clubs or associations or bodies on their feet, now they've reached that point, we have to again look to see whether that funding is worthwhile.
Can I just ask, if somebody was coming to you for funding, is it, do you actually say it's, you have to sort of apply on a year-on-year basis, or do you say we're going to fund this for 3 years and then you have to come back and show us what's been happening? So how does it work if people actually do get those?
Well, exactly along the lines you said. I mean, it may well be that we're looking to fund for a year basis and then to reassess it. It may well be that the business plan or the projects put before us in terms of we need this for a certain amount of time before we can get on our feet and become either match funding or running our own affairs. So we, you know, every case is a separate case in terms of the need and the benefits to, you know, the residents of Brentwood. Yeah. You know, I mean, obviously most funding is looked at as how best it represents the people we represent. And you know, that's what we have to look at first. Unfortunately, the mercenary side about it is also whether we can afford it, or whether giving that funding will actually create a situation for clubs and associations or bodies to be able to then get on their own feet, or whether it would just be wasted money. And you know, we have to take sometimes a hard look and say, well, you know, even if we give you £10,000 a year, you're not going to make it.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen often, because usually that decision's already made for us by the state of the situation. But, yeah, we give money to the Citizens Advice Bureau. We give money to, I suppose in some terms they earn it. Citizens Advice Bureau is a very good example in as much that we give them funding each year. But they do things in relation to how they help the public. And those things the council will probably have to do on their own behalf. The counselling that they give to the residents, if they weren't available to do it, we'd probably have to have somebody within the council to do a similar thing. So that funding is, you know, well balanced, and we're both doing a good job, if you like. They're doing a good job on our behalf. We're doing a good job in supplying them with the funds and the ability to be able to carry out the task. So, you know, that's a good balance, and I think it shows how we would like to see funding throughout the borough, that it's both helpful to the council and it's also helpful to the residents at the same time, and obviously the associations that need it.
So if there is anybody out there at the moment that has maybe a club or something they've kind of set up, they can come to the council, although costs are actually all over the place, all over the country. Council having to cut their budgets down on every single thing, it's a squeeze, but they can still come to the council and see if there might be some money in the pot for them.
It's happening all the time. I mean, we've got the Hutton Community Centre, where we're trying to re-establish it. They will be looking for funding. We have all aspects of different clubs and associations that need funding. We also have, at the moment in time, there's still grants that go into the parish councils to help them run their affairs. And, you know, all these items go on year on, year out. But one of the things we are perhaps taking a slightly bit bigger or more hard line on is that we also want the associations and the groups and that we help to actually promote the fact that the council are helping them.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I may ask your listeners, but it's probably very, very hard for any of your listeners if I said that we're spending £630,000 a year on grants and so forth, for them to actually name at least three people who are receiving it.
Yeah.
And it would be nice for the public to know, and for the council to be able to get that knowledge across to the public that we are actually helping people.
Yeah, it should be published so people know. Because I know we obviously here we have lots of different councillors in, all different. Sorry, Jesus, joking. From the different parties, and sometimes it's very easy to have a stab at the party that are in control at the moment. It's all very well to sit there and sort of have a little bit of a dig, but it's nice to hear something positive. And again, if you've got £625,000, it would be nice to actually have some feedback so people know, because people probably got no idea that they, there could be businesses all out, or you know, groups out there at the moment thinking, I didn't realise that was available, or I might be able to get, you know, some money to actually help what I'm doing for the local community.
There's two ways as well. There's other funding as well. I mean, each councillor, I think it's £1,000 this year, have got to spend. They can use to spend in their own wards to help for small local projects. And then there is the community fund, where I think people, groups and that can put in, I think it's up to, I'm not sure if it's up to £3,000 or £5,000 per application. Now, the first lot of money's gone out, and the second amount, the second applications are in, I think they finish at the end of this month. But all those items, you know, I mean, probably the people in the local football club or in the, know that they've managed to receive a grant. But that's as far as it goes. And it would be nice if, you know, just on the headed paper if during that year or the period that they're receiving the money, it's acknowledged that the council is putting something in. And as you say, it's very easy to be in administration in the council and go on and carry out your work. And it's harder, believe it or not, in as the, if you like, the governing party, to actually blow your own trumpet. It's difficult to do that, more than it is for somebody in the opposition to say you're not doing enough. It's easy to say that. It's very difficult to let the public know exactly what you're trying to do from a day-to-day basis. We just get on and do it. And that applies to any party that's in power. But it's the ones that are in the driving seat that probably get less of the pat on the back than the ones who are not.
Yeah, very easy. Yeah, it is right. I think what they should do is you should have some get some stickers made from a local company. That's what you have to have in your window. We're funded or part funded by Brentwood Council, and the year that for 2014, say you either put that up or it goes on your headed paper as a sticker. You pay out a couple of £100 to get those done for all the companies, and then they have to do it. And if they don't, then you take the funding back.
Well, it's a very good idea, and I mean, you know, we're looking at ways, and you know, that we can put forward, you know, different approaches to the companies, or not so much the companies, but the bodies that we help, and you know, just to put it in perspective, so people can see how it affects the borough. Approximately £50,000 represents 0.5%. On your rates, £100,000 is 1%.
Yeah.
Now we know that the council has been able to freeze it, in one case, year before last, we cut it back 2.1%. But if you take that 1%, is £100,000. £600,000 is 6% on your rates. You as a ratepayer are paying 6% towards the help that we give people in Brentwood. So as a resident, you should really know what we're doing and where the money's going. Very important, I think.
Excellent. Well, it's lovely to meet you.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. And Bryce's, B-R-I-Z-E-S. I want to live there. I like the sound of that.
I live there and it's beautiful.
Is it? I know Doddinghurst. I'm not very good with my sense of direction because I have to come in from Thurrock. They let me in to Brentwood, you see.
We don't ask for passports.
Not yet. It's only a matter of time. Thanks very much to Councillor. That's Keith Parker. We were talking about the community funding strategy. It will be up on the website. If you missed the beginning bit of the interview, it will be up on the website a little bit later. So thanks very much for coming in.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
And I say stickers. I'd go round and check as well. Make sure they've got them in the window.
Good idea.
Right, here we go. Here's is Enrique Iglesias with Hero.
If I asked you to dance, would you run and never look back? Would you cry if you saw me crying?